The president of Iraqi Kurdistan, Masoud Barzani, has decided to withdraw Kurdish ministers from the Iraqi government and ordered them to return immediately to the region. Sources said that the decision was made after Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki said in his weekly televised address that Erbil has become the operation base of Takfiri militants of ISIL and the remnants of the Ba'ath Party. In response to the Prime Minister's accusations, Barzani said, "We must remind him that it is a great honor for the people of Kurdistan for Erbil to be a haven for all the oppressed."
Prime Minister Maliki did not accuse Barzani. He described the situation and what is really happening. Barzani today threatens the independence of Iraq and the economy of the country, and he is cooperating with those who manipulated security. And it is normal for the central authority to react towards that.
Maliki said that the goal now is the unity of Iraq and its sovereignty, which cannot be waived. He also added that he revealed the internal and external parties behind the conspiracy that took place in Iraq, accusing the Kurds of conspiring against the country.
"I believe the country needs a dialogue. All parties should unite their efforts to be able to stand in the face of terrorism, because both Iraqs and Kurds suffer from terrorism, not only Iraqis. Many Kurdish fighters have lost their lives in the battle against ISIL. I believe that Arabs and Kurds have strong ties and should not fight in these circumstances. Iraq's strength is in its unity. The political conflict will harm all parties in it."
It is not clear yet whether Barzani will allow the Kurdish deputies to attend the next session of parliament that is due to be held on July 13th, or whether his decision includes ministers from his party only or ministers of all the Kurdish forces in Iraqi government.
"The current situation in Iraq requires unity and not division. MPs stress the importance of uniting efforts rather than creating sedition to defeat terrorism and overcome the deadly crisis." Rashan Saglam, Press TV, Baghdad.